Hello, this is Rob from the Azure Active Directory PowerShell team, and in this short video I will show you how you can use the new Azure AD PowerShell Preview module to manage applications in your directory. Let's imagine that my organization has developed an application called Wingtips. This application has two roles: the user role, where users go to use the application, and the owner role, which is used by the application owner to manage settings in the Wingtips application. I want to configure this application in Azure Active Directory and assign access rights to the users in my organization. To do this in PowerShell, I first need to create an app role object for each of the two roles I am configuring. Next, I will create an application object for the Wingtips app and assign the two roles to it. To assign the application, I need to create a service principal object. Now I can assign access to the roles in the application by creating an app role assignment object, where I link the service principal object and the app role in the application to a user. So how does this work in PowerShell? As a first step, I'm installing the new module on my desktop. The module can be downloaded from the PowerShell gallery, so I'm searching there for the keyword Azure AD Preview and I find the module. The page tells me that I should use the install module commandlet, so I'm using that commandlet and the module gets installed. Next, I need to create a connection with my Azure Active Directory. I use the connect Azure AD commandlet for that. This commandlet prompts me for my credentials and shows me that I'm connected to my directory. Now I'm ready to configure the new application. The first thing I need to do is create an app role object for two roles in my application. I'm using the new object commandlet to do that. Let's have a look at what this commandlet does. I need to pass an app role object as a parameter in the commandlet to create an application and set the roles for the app. To do that, I'm using the new object commandlet that creates the object, and I'm passing the type of the object as a parameter. I'm also setting the properties for this object in the same commandlet call. IsEnabled equals true means that the role is enabled. Description is the description of the role that the users will see in the portal. Allowed member types determines what type of members this role can have. And I have set this to user, so users can be a member of this role. Display name is the display name of the role that users will see in the portal. ID is a unique identifier for this role that we will refer to later when we assign the role to a user. I'm generating a new GUID using the new GUID function. This generates a random new GUID. Value is the value that is passed as a claim in the token for users that are a member of this role. The claim is used by the targeted application to determine role membership. So let's execute that commandlet. It returns no output, but the new object is created in the owner app role variable in my PowerShell session, where I can refer to later. We'll do the same thing for the other role. The next step is to create an Azure AD application object. I'm using the new Azure AD application commandlet for this. In this commandlet call, I'm specifying the display name, which is my new app, the identifier URIs, and the application roles. So these are the user app role and the owner app role that we just created. When I execute this commandlet, it will return the object ID of the new application, the app ID, and the display name that we defined. I'm using the get Azure AD application commandlet to retrieve the application object we just created because we need it in a later step. Next, I'm retrieving the role object of the owner role because that's where we want to assign users to in a later step. I will need a service principal object to assign access to the application. So I'm creating one with the new Azure AD service principal commandlet. For the account enabled parameter, I set the value to true, so this service principal is actually active in my directory. As the app ID, I specify the app ID of the application I just created. I set the app role assignment required parameter to true, which means that this application requires access to be assigned through roles. And I'm specifying the display name of the service principal, which is Wingtips. This commandlet call returns the object ID, the app ID, and the display name of the new service principal that I just created. I'm retrieving the service principal object from the directory using the get Azure AD service principal commandlet because I need it in a later step. And I'm also retrieving the user object of the user that needs to be assigned to the role with the get Azure AD user commandlet. Now we're ready to assign a user to the application roles that we just created. To do this, we use the new Azure AD user app role assignment commandlet. For the object ID, we specify the user's object ID attribute. I will do the same thing for the principal ID. For the resource ID, we specify the service principal object ID. And for the ID parameter, we specify the ID of the role that we created. Now when I execute this command, it returns the object ID of the user app role assignment object we just created, together with the resource display name, which is wingtips, and the principal display name, which is the user that we just assigned to the role in wingtips. So finally, let's look at the result of our actions in the portal. In the Azure portal, I click on the Active Directory tile, and in the directory blade, I click on App Registrations. In the list of registered apps, I can now find the new wingtips app. When I click on the icon, a new blade opens, where I can see the overview data for wingtips. And when I click on a link to manage the app in the local directory, I see that there is one user assigned to the app. Clicking on the Users and Groups menu item shows me that this is the user I added through PowerShell and that they have the intended role in the app, the wingtips owner role. If you want to learn more about PowerShell, then here are some useful links. PowerShellGallery.com is the link where you can download the Azure AD PowerShell module that we showed in this video. Portal.azure.com is where you go to manage your directory. akams/aadpower is where you can find reference documentation for Azure AD PowerShell. azvideo is where you can find this video and other cool videos about Azure. And aadps@microsoft.com is the alias where you can send your feedback and questions about this video and about Azure AD PowerShell. We hope you've enjoyed this video and we thank you for your time.